No, now I've got a hillside, lots of houses. All the houses have lights on inside. It's a very happy area. Now, again, this isn't a place where we've been to many times. It's where we get the waterfall going down into the valley below, then the fjord and the sea behind, and so on. It's exactly the same place. Now, on the waterfall over on the right, that's where we were last week, and I was viewing things from there. Now we go to the next hill on the right, and where we've got this, all these houses full of happy people. Now, there's nice orange lights in all the houses, so there's lots of happiness inside, and you can just feel the energy, which is really great. It's like the whole thing is buzzing. So I'm going to drift across there and go into there and see what that is all about. And okay, go inside. Seems to be nothing inside. Inside is all this sort of gold yellow color. All the walls are bare, there's no furniture. It's just square rooms. Ah, okay. And this is something we discussed a couple of nights ago, where you get a staging area where people wait for others, etc. Okay. Now, during the change, there's going to be a lot of things happening very, very fast. And everybody has to be processed. And of course, there's more than enough of us to handle that processing. But what we need to do is catch up on everything that happens at once. To give you an example, if there are floods and there are 10,000 people die at once, they all come across at once. We need to sort of keep track of everything. We make sure the people are all right and all sorts of things. And this is like you would call it an emergency area or an overflow area, etc. So what happens is people who die, let's say a load of people die at once in an aircraft crash, they can quickly, we push them into this area where they just feel happy energy to try and bring them back from the disastrous energy that they're feeling, to sort of bring them back to stabilize them, if you
Normalize
like.
them, yes,
Yeah,
yeah.
and then we can work on them from there. So that is there all the time. And again, it's just symbolic, but it's huge. It's there forever, and it's just
That
a
must
gold
be.
energy. And the gold energy does exactly that. It stabilizes, brings them back to normal, and then we can deal with them sort of at our leisure or whenever.
Fantastic, the religions and
Yes, the
the
whole earth, you've got a lot of things you can do. You see, there's another form of energy where people get close to dying in disastrous areas, they call on their gods to help them. So, why me, Lord, sort of thing. And then you've got Muhammad, and then you've got the Hindus, and all these lots of people.
Amen to that.
Yeah, so they're all talking to their gods, and that we have to sort out as well.
Oh my word,
So, lots of it.